Through being beaten down by my own misery, would I ever have accepted the term alcoholic as applied to myself? Now, however, I accepted it fully. I knew from my general reading that alcoholism was irreversible and fatal. And I knew that somewhere along the line, I'd lost the power to stop drinking. "Well, Doc," I said, "what are we going to do?" "There's nothing I can do," he said, "and nothing medicine can do. However, I've heard of an organization called Alcoholics Anonymous that has had some success with people like you. They make no guarantees and are not always successful, but if you want to, you're free to try them. It might work." Many times in the intervening years, I have thanked God for that man, a man who had the courage to admit failure, a man who had the humility to confess that all the hard-won learning of his profession could not turn up the answer. I looked up an AA meeting and went there, alone. Here I found an ingredient that had been lacking in any other effort I had made to save myself. Here was power. Here was power to live to the end of any given day, power to have the courage to face the next day, power to have friends, power to help people, power to be sane, power to stay sober. That was 7 years ago, and many AA meetings ago, and I haven't had a drink during those 7 years. Moreover, I am deeply convinced that so long as I continue to strive in my bumbling way toward the principles that I first encountered in the earlier chapters of this book, this remarkable power will continue to flow through me. What is this power? With my AA friends, all I can say is that it's a power greater than myself. If